Hi there, good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. Let's start with the headlines first. Reliance, Wealthspun in final lap to buy bankrupt Syntex Industries. Standard IT deduction could rise by 30 to 35% in budget. Pfizer expects Omicron vaccine to be ready in March. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. Asian stocks opened lower on Tuesday after Wall Street shares ended mostly down on worries over shifting US monetary policy to address inflation. MSCI's index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan was down by 0.26%. Elsewhere, the yield on 10-year treasuries was at 1.75%. The US dollar hovered near the middle of its recent range against major peers on Tuesday as traders looked to incumbent Fed Chair Jerome Powell's nomination hearing later in the day for new clues on the timing and pace of policy normalization. That said, here's what is making news. In a first, the country's top IT exporters, including TCS, Infosys and Wipro, are slated to declare third quarter results all on the same day, Wednesday. On the net profit front, Infosys is expected to shine with a possible 7.2% sequential growth helped by a strong order booking during the quarter and operating efficiency. TCS and Wipro expected to report 4 to 5% profit growth. The share of the domestic mutual funds in the total institutional equity portfolio value reached a multi-year high of 17% at the end of December 2021, data from NSDL shows. Helped by a rising appetite of Indian households for equities amid lack of other lucrative investment alternatives, a higher share of domestic funds augurs well at a time when fund flow from FPIs shows a greater volatility. FlexiCap has emerged as one of the most preferred equity mutual fund categories following the run-up in the stock market in the past 21 months. Wealth managers are advising clients to consider these funds as this category gives fund managers the flexibility to move across large, mid and small cap stocks, unlike most other equity funds. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Vedanta Resources plans to raise up to $1 billion selling bonds to global investors. The UK-based company is seeking to refinance existing debt, a move that is expected to reduce its funding costs. Reliance and Wealthspun are the leading contenders to acquire bankrupt Syntex Industries. Aurobindo Pharma has initiated talks with PE funds to sell a stake of around 30-35% in its injectable business for ₹4,500 to 5,250 crore as the Hyderabad-based drug maker plans value unlocking in its core business. Vodafone Idea has raised an estimated ₹5,000 crore via short-term loans from SBI, IDFC First Bank, HDFC Bank, IndusInd Bank and Union Bank of India. Do also check out over 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay with us for all the market news for the day. Happy investing.